Good morning. My guest this morning is Andrew Akufo, the executive director of the Healdsburg Center for the Arts. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, Roland. How are you?
Great. Well, coming up in a couple of days, the August Art After Dark event. It's hard to say.
It's a lot of A's.
Right. So what's it going to be? Talk about the lineup.
Yeah, so I'm extremely excited about the lineup. I'll start with the biggest performer. His name is Eugene Brancovinu. He is a San Francisco-based opera singer who actually performed at one of our fundraisers last year, Opera in the Park. And he agreed to come back and actually headline our Art After Dark this year. So he's a Tony Award-winning performer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with a powerful voice. So he's probably the primary reason why we moved Art After Dark for August into the Healdsburg Plaza as opposed to Plaza Street. So it's based around him, you know, the classical music crowd. But at the same time, though, we're still going to have a diverse lineup of performers. We have quite a few locals. Chris Herod, I'll speak about him. He's a guitarist. He's played at the farmers market that we have in Healdsburg and other local events. And he was excited about getting to open up for Eugene.
Uh-huh.
We also have students from our local music school, Speed of Sound, who also performed during our Healdsburg Art Festival. And they were a big hit. They reminded me of the Jackson 5. And they're
wow,
coming back. Yeah,
that's terrific.
They have that kind of talent.
Uh-huh.
But they're going to be also opening up as well. And then Nancy Davis, who is also a local, not necessarily Healdsburg, but around the area, you know, northern Sonoma County.
Right.
So she'll be performing as well. Hers is kind of like an Irish classical style of music. And then we also have Inner Seam, which is a band. They're kind of psychedelic mix of rock and I don't really know how to describe their music. It's just fun.
Bring back psychedelic.
That's right.
Right.
So they will close it off. But, you know, those are the performers that we're looking at. And just based upon us having Eugene, who's going to be performing for an hour and a half to 2 hours, we actually extended the time frame of Art After Dark. We've been promoting it from 5 to 9:30, but it's actually going to be from 4:30 to 9:30 this time around.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, one person that I was curious about that you missed, and that's Fire Spinning by Jody Cross. Fire Spinning. That's provocative.
That's quite a show.
Yeah.
The reason I missed that one is because she's actually going to be performing during the intermission break of Eugene and his performance.
Uh-huh.
But she's going to come in. We'll have an area of the plaza in the middle of the square, which will be roped off, and then she can do her thing. But I've never seen Fire Spinning in person, Roland, so I'm extremely excited. When she approached us and said that, you know, I do fire spinning, and my eyes just, oh my gosh, thank you. Yes,
yeah, that's right.
This is what we need. Yes, at Art After Dark. So yeah, she'll be performing about three different songs, and then she'll have different routines which go along with each song. So we're extremely excited. We actually just got her from Austin, Texas. Like she popped in a week ago.
You've got Healdsburg on fire here.
Literally.
This is barely, right. And this is barely started.
Yeah. You know, we're extremely excited about this. And, you know, to be able to offer diversity and new things, which the community in Healdsburg is not accustomed to, is something that we definitely want to make sure we always have with each Art After Dark. And, you know, in addition to even the performances rolling, I'm excited about how much more participation that we have in the community with a lot of the activity booths that we have going on. I mean, we have more activity booths than I think we've ever had during Art After Dark. Different local organizations coming in and wanting to organize games. And, of course, you know, we're going to have our Healdsburg Center for the Arts Coordinated Art Projects in the booths, but there's going to be a lot of demoing going on for both adults as well as children. And then, of course, you know, we have our artists, and we have more artists for this particular one. Since it's in the plaza, there's more space.
Uh-huh.
So people will be able to walk around, and everything from poetry to the art projects, like I mentioned. Healdsburg Rocks has been a big hit with the community. You know, being able to write your name and they hide the rocks in different areas in the community and paint them. And it's just a little bit of something for everybody.
Well, I congratulate you for the work you're doing, Andrew.
Thanks very much
for coming in.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Let's tell people that the way to find out more about this, remember it's 2 days from now on the 24th, is to call 431-1970 or online go to healdsburgcenterforthearts.org.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.